Our Singapore's Home Affairs Minister K. Shanmugam says the country will continue to protect all religions equally as it takes a zero-tolerance approach towards any forms of hate speech and divisive ideology. His comments follow Singapore's refusal to allow the Indonesian preacher Abdul Somad Batubara entry into the country for his extremist and segregationist views. Mr. Shanmugam says there is already evidence some people in Singapore are influenced by Somad's preachings. Geraldine Yap tells us more.
Ya Rabbal Alamin.
Explaining Singapore's decision to turn Indonesian preacher Abdul Somad away, Home Affairs and Law Minister K. Shanmugam gave examples of the extremist and divisive teachings that Somad is known for.
He has also made highly derogatory, denigrating remarks about Christianity. For example, he has said that infidel spirits, jinns, he calls them, live on the crucifix. He even tells Muslims not to travel in Red Cross ambulances with crucifixes because, you know, the cross. You think this is acceptable in Singapore? And how would Muslims feel, for example, if we allowed a Christian preacher to come in to say things about the Quran or the Crescent in the Islamic context?
Mr. Shanmugam says authorities have known of Somad for some time, and the Internal Security Department has picked up radicalized people who watched his videos. This includes a 17-year-old detained under the Internal Security Act 2 years ago.
He had watched Somad's YouTube lectures on suicide bombing, and the young boy began to believe that if you fought for ISIS and if you are a suicide bomber, you will die, you can die as a martyr and receive rewards in heaven. So you can see Somad's preachings have real-world consequences.
Authorities also note that Somad has said he will try to enter Singapore again because he has whipped up a lot of publicity from this incident. Mr. Shanmugam says Singaporeans should look at the reasons he's insisting on it.
He says Singapore is, and I quote, Melayu land, Tanah Melayu, claims that people in Riau see Singapore as part of their land because of Singapore's history as part of Temasek Malay Kingdom. So this is all part of Indonesia, the larger Tanah Melayu. And therefore our sovereignty is irrelevant. We are not a separate country from his perspective.
It's a belief echoed by his followers. They've reacted strongly offline and online to Singapore's decision not to allow Somad entry. Staunch believers were quick to post threats on the social media pages of several political office holders last week. Mr. Shanmugam says these should not be taken lightly.
Parallels are being drawn with 9/11. Parallels are being drawn with Singaporeans being led by non-Islamic leaders, and that Singapore should be attacked, Singaporean interests should be attacked. So I wouldn't be dismissive of the comments.
One thing to note is that there have been other cases of action taken against foreign preachers for their comments. For example, in 2017 and 2018, three Christian preachers were banned from speaking in Singapore after making negative comments against Islam and Buddhism. Singapore is also not alone in turning Somad away.
December 2017, Somad was denied entry into Hong Kong. There are also reports that Somad was refused entry into Timor-Leste and several European countries, United Kingdom, Germany, Switzerland. I wonder if Somad supporters also threatened China because he was refused entry into Hong Kong and threatened the other European countries. Or is it that only Singapore gets a special mention and they are brave enough to threaten Singapore, but not the others? Somad was not singled out for his religion, but his views, which are unacceptable in the Singapore context.
The Home Affairs Ministry is also working on a new Maintenance of Racial Harmony Act, which will be introduced in Parliament soon as it's ready.
Abdul Samad Batubara rose to prominence mainly through social media in Indonesia. The self-made religious teacher has a significant presence on platforms like YouTube and is popular among Indonesian conservative Muslims. The CNA team finds out more about the man and the controversy.
Abdul Somad Batubara is from Riau province in Sumatra Island and was educated in Egypt, Morocco and Sudan. The 45-year-old delivers sermons in person across Indonesia. His preachings are uploaded and easily accessible online. Somad's digital presence has contributed to his popularity. His YouTube channel has more than 2.7 million subscribers. Somad's sermons are well received by his followers because of his charisma, use of humor, and simple messages about Islam. He speaks on a wide range of topics from Islamic rituals to parenting and the dangers of drug abuse. However, some of his preaching has sparked controversy. Somad had previously preached that suicide bombings are legitimate in the context of the Israel-Palestine conflict and are considered martyrdom operations. He's also made comments denigrating worshippers of other faiths and publicly called non-Muslims kafirs or infidels. Somad's contentious preaching has been criticized in Indonesia. In 2018, Somad was excluded from the Religious Affairs Ministry's list of 200 moderate Islamic preachers. Some Muslim groups have rejected his teaching, saying that he spreads radical ideologies and causes discord among Muslims. Security analysts say Somad's controversial messages are meant to satisfy his largely conservative audience.
He needs to make also statements that reflects to the things that always going to be approved by his followers. Some of his radical or controversial statements is being disagreed by many other Muslim scholars as well and Muslim populations in general. So for example, like saying that there is a genie living within the Christian cross, that's conflicting to the value within Quran itself, saying that you cannot mock against other religions.
On the 16th of May, Somad arrived with six others at Singapore's Tanah Merah Ferry Terminal from Batam. But he was denied entry and together with his group placed on a ferry back to Batam. Somad then took to social media to post his account of what happened. He claimed that he was detained in a room and questioned for an hour before being turned away. Singapore's Home Affairs Ministry issued a statement the next day, saying that a visitor's entry is neither automatic nor a right. It said the government takes a serious view of any person who advocates violence or espouses extremist and segregationist teachings. Teachings which Somad has been known to preach and are unacceptable in Singapore society.
Singapore adopts the principles-based approach, where it's not singling out any religious community, not Islam, not Christianity, not Hinduism or Buddhism. I think it's adopted a fair approach. Anybody or any individual that sought to undermine Singapore's principle of harmony, multi-religious and multi-racial society, is something that we cannot tolerate and we have to take a strong stance. Whether the person is based locally or externally.
Shortly after the news that Somad was denied entry, his followers flooded at the social media accounts of Singapore's political office bearers and government agencies. These included the Instagram pages of President Halimah Yacob and Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. The comments called for a boycott of the country and even cyber attacks against government channels. There were also protests in Indonesia. In Medan, North Sumatra, an estimated few hundred demonstrators rallied outside Singapore's Consulate General Building. In Jakarta, dozens of Somad supporters gathered outside the Singapore Embassy. They demanded Singapore apologize over the incident and called for the expulsion of the Singapore ambassador to Indonesia. Somad's sympathizers have threatened to stage larger demonstrations if their demands are not met. Somad has remained defiant, saying that he will not give up visiting Singapore. In a YouTube interview, Somad said he has relatives living in Singapore.
Kalau saya bilang kapok ke Singapura, sama dengan saya bilang kapok ke Minangkabau. Karena Singapura adalah tanah Melayu. Nenek saya punya kakak, anak cucunya di Singapura. Kami orang Riau melihat Singapura itu bagian dari tanah kami.
Indonesia says it respects Singapore's decision to bar Somad from entering the country.
Berdasarkan yurisdiksi dan ketentuan hukum yang berlaku di negaranya, bisa saja tidak menerima seseorang masuk ke wilayah teritorial nasionalnya berdasarkan berbagai pertimbangan yang ditetapkan, dan kita tidak selalu tahu apakah dasar ketetapan tersebut. Indonesia juga sebagai negara yang berdaulat memiliki kebijakan keimigrasian yang mana kita bisa saja menolak siapapun itu untuk tidak masuk ke wilayah nasional Indonesia.
The Indonesian National Counterterrorism Agency, or BNPT, says Singapore's decision is an important lesson for Indonesia in dealing with radical views. BNPT noted that Singapore has regulations that prohibit intolerant lectures, views and attitudes, which are basic ingredients for radicalism. The agency says Indonesia needs to take precautions by prohibiting ideologies that can lead to acts of terror and violence. According to Indonesian media, Somad has been denied entry to Hong Kong, Timor Leste, and several European countries in the past. This saga has also highlighted the need to relook at the evolving extremism, as one analyst puts it.
For the last few decades, we have been focusing on terrorism and radicalism sort of issues, mainly the violent type of extremism. But I think we need to go beyond that. We need to also understand the impact and significance of non-violent type of extremism. And we have to really underpin the discourses that contributed to these non-violent extremism, mainly making stereotypes towards other faith.
Especially in Singapore's case, Dr. Nur Syahril adds that government and society must continue working together to prevent any creeping extremism that denies freedom of religion, to ensure the common space is preserved and maintained.